SRN News, I'm Ken Mormon in Washington. About 40 people were killed, another 115 injured, most of them seriously, during a New Year's celebration in a Swiss Alpine bar. Police say the fire happened at the Alpine Ski Resort municipality of Krems, Montana, Switzerland. With a report on how people around the globe welcomed 2026, here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
From Sydney to Paris to New York City, crowds have rung in the new year with exuberant celebrations filled with thunderous fireworks. Fireworks erupted over European landmarks from the Colosseum in Rome to the London Eye. In Paris, revelers converged around the glittering Champs-Élysées Avenue. Other locations took a more subdued approach. Hong Kong held limited celebrations following a recent fire at an apartment complex that killed 161 people. Australia saluted the new year with defiance less than a month after its worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Trump admits to not exactly following his doctor's orders. White House correspondent Greg Clarkson reports.
The president told the Wall Street Journal that he's taking a larger daily dose of aspirin than his doctors recommend. He said, "Aspirin is good for thinning out the blood, and I don't want thick blood pouring through my heart." He went on to say that he wants nice, thin blood. The 79-year-old Trump is the second oldest person to ever hold the presidency, following his predecessor, Joe Biden. Greg Clarkson, Washington.
New state laws are taking effect with the new year. Hawaii raising its tourist lodging tax. Utah adding a red stripe no alcohol sale label to licenses for extreme DUI offenders. And Washington's minimum wage is now $17.13. This is SRN News. What is important for a good life?
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party. The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew Report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious amongst Democrats, only black voters have and make faith a priority. This is SRN News. Analysts expect AI will continue to play a major role in the markets in 2026.
Wall Street closed out another banner year for stocks on Wednesday with a downbeat finish that extended the market's recent losing streak to a fourth day. Just the same, the major U.S. stock indexes all finished with strong gains for the year. Wall Street's 2025 gains came as investors embraced the optimism surrounding artificial intelligence and its potential for boosting profits across almost all sectors moving forward. Bob Agner reported.
The advice of legendary investor Warren Buffett offered on investing in life over the years helped him earn legions of followers who eagerly read his annual letters and filled an arena in Omaha every year to listen to him at Berkshire Hathaway's annual meetings. Buffett's last day as CEO was Wednesday after six decades of building up that company. More details at srnnews.com.